from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Lopez with you from day 7 of Texans training camp. We just had a turnover. We had a third team turnover, so good for the defense there. Land Clark and his crew, the referee, good to see him. He looks to be in midseason form.
Hold on a second. That's not, you just made up that name.
No, right? It's Land Clark, number 130.
No, I know that Land Clark is an official. I thought you were just messing around.
No, look, I looked this up.
Figgy.
That's ridiculous, man.
You don't look it up?
Only Adam Spillane.
You don't want to know who the referee is?
And how you just going to drop his name like everybody know who that is?
Sorry if you don't, but.
I thought you were saying Lamb Clark came up with the turnover.
Yeah.
I was about to say, who was that?
Who's that?
He made the signal. Lamb made the signal.
Only Adam Spillane knows the officials at a training camp practice. Half these guys are college officials that are trying to get a job.
Well,
you know, and getting some, this is the NFL crew.
Yeah, this is the NFL
crew. But, like, for the up until today, it's been SEC officials. It's
probably
been
some high school guys.
Well, no, it's been mostly SEC and Big Ten, I think, have come out here because I've talked to a couple of them. You're giving us names on the officials at training camp.
Yeah. They matter. Officials matter. Referees matter.
Do they?
Yes. They're people. Come on, man. All right. So, day 7, Texans training camp. No Joe Mixon. John Mechie, though, is back at practice. Case Keenum not practicing today. Probably just a Veterans
That's
Day for him.
It's
getting Tim Boyle a few extra reps. But, you know, it is wet. It is rainy. The rain has died down. Well, not entirely.
It's a heavy drizzle.
Yeah, it's coming down a little bit. I think there's more rain that's like coming this way. I don't think it's going to stop probably the entire day around here, so that's not great. So hopefully you guys are all safe and warm and dry like Figgy is in the studio right now. So.
Yeah, you really wanted to do this show in the studio. All right, let's get some passing thoughts here, and let's get to what, you know, so many of our listeners.
Oh, we got a scuffle.
We got another one?
Yep, we got another one.
Turn the camera around.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't do that.
Oh, come on, man.
Can't do that.
It's not the first team, guys.
Yeah. It's well, now everybody's kind of got to go over there and mix it up. But it looked like Hannah McNair was about to run in there mockingly. But, yeah, another little scuffle.
Was it Jimmy Ward?
No. But here's the thing.
It's Skowronek. Okay, so Ben Skowronek was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the other one? Max Tooley. Max Tooley and Ben Skowronek involved in a little bit of a fracas.
There you go, Figgy.
We're competing.
Well, it goes back to what I said yesterday with the big scuffle. This was just like a little dust-up, so to speak. But the big scuffle yesterday that made news nationally and was pretty intense, it goes back to what I said. Like, this is a team that has high expectations, a lot of talent, and jobs are at a premium, man. Like, everybody has to win every single rep. Their livelihoods, here anyway, are on the line. Like, this is something that's not a surprise when, and this is what happens with good teams. Like, a lot of this happens with good teams, with players trying to make the squad.
Well, remember, you have 90 guys here.
Yeah.
Only 53 make the team.
Mm-hmm.
So you are doing everything you can to make this team because that changes your life.
Yeah.
If you make an NFL opening day roster. And so you are going to see that. So not only do you have the 53, but you also have your practice squad guys. So you have a lot of guys here trying to make an impression.
Yeah.
Not just for the Texans, but you are trying to make an impression for the other 31 teams
yes,
in the league.
Yes, absolutely.
So guys are going hard on every single rep, and that's what you want to be able to see.
Back to regularly scheduled passing
yes.
thoughts. I was talking about how what's happening. You know, so many people like to see what's happening right in front of us because we're fortunate that they go 11-11 full contact right as we come on the air. And right as I said that, they went ones versus ones, midfield, any plays on the table, offense first team versus defense first team. And I got to tell you, I really don't mind this. Some people might go, oh, you know, what about all these weapons and all that? The defense dominated the first set with the first team. We had the first one was an incomplete pass, but it could well have been a throwaway or a sack in a real game because C.J. Stroud had nobody open. Like the secondary won that rep. Terrific coverage. It's worth noting that Damian Pierce was running with the first teams. Now, Joe Mixon is not participating, but he is out here in street clothes as well. Second rep, again, in that same ones versus one scenario, would have been a sack. Really the first one that I've seen in this type of situation. Again, terrific coverage. You know, there's been a lot of dump. And then after that, they did a lot of dump-offs and quick hits. So the defense won the early part of this day. It is still ongoing. Another passing thought here, and I mentioned it at the top of the show, this crowd is nuts. This crowd really appreciates the rain. And the fact that the Texans are out here, et cetera. And with all this rain, this is just a not apropos to what's going on in the field, but you realize it's rained like 10 out of 12 days
yeah.
or 10 or 12 days in a row.
Yes, I've noticed.
And I started driving over here, and I was like, the first-year players and rookies must be thinking, what the hell is going on in Houston? What have I gotten myself into, you know?
Well, remember, it didn't rain at all last summer.
Yeah.
I think we went an entire summer last year where it did not rain, and so it was 105 degrees every single day. So at least it's been a lot cooler.
Yeah, but they've never been here before. They've never lived here, and so they must be going, what in the world?
Well, tough break.
Tough break.
You'll be okay.
You mentioned the other one that I jotted down. John Metchie is back, and the only thing to add to that is it's huge for him. Like, absolutely huge for him. He's been playing pretty well, missed 2 or 3 days in a row. But it's very, very important for him to be out here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another one. You got to give it up to Desmond King. The guy, like Neville Hewitt, just keeps going, just keeps performing, was a pretty good contributor yesterday. And the reason I'm saying that is, like, they don't just do cornerbacks and safeties in the breakaway drills. They do cornerback safeties and nickels. So there were only three nickels working as a group. And Desmond King, between each rep, was working with Jalen Petrie on his footwork, was bringing him aside and do this and do that. Like, Jalen Petrie, they're trying to shoehorn him into that role. that's Desmond King's role. But that guy's a veteran trying to help him. I thought it was pretty damn cool. Another one. Kamari Lassiter. I don't know. I don't want to get too over the top here. But he made a spectacular interception in 7-on-7, basically. I think it was 5, but there was no tight end. But it was 5-on-5 passing drill right in front of Stephon Diggs. Like, his ball skills are pretty damn impressive. So that's something that, as we go into the preseason, is just going to be a lot of fun to watch. Then one of my favorite things, and, you know, I know it's kind of corny, but offensive line versus defensive line one-on-ones was on the other side of the field. So I kind of wandered over there and watched that a little bit. And it was pretty much kind of a even keel, back and forth kind of thing. But Kenyon Green he showed out a little bit. Kenyon Green on the interior went one-on-one on several reps against Mario Edwards, who we know is making some hay on the interior line, running with the first team, and won. Like, he consistently won against Mario Edwards. So keep a pin, put a pin in that, and that's something to talk about. And this is what I really want to talk about before we finish up the passing thoughts here. We got our first glimpse of full contact kickoffs, okay? And I wanted to ask you this, because the first two kickoff returners were Steven Sims and Damian Pierce. I could see where that would happen. Mm-hmm. But it does lead to the question of Steven Sims is going to make this squad. You know, he's a receiver, he's a returner and all that. And then the second group on kickoff return was Desmond King, as we just mentioned, and Xavier Hutchinson. He's another receiver. So how many receivers are you going to keep on this squad? Because you got five, six for sure. And then you got these two dudes that are going to be clearly a big part of kickoff return.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, just because, all right, if you want to keep 6, 7, 8, where are you taking away from?
Exactly.
So that I have to look and see exactly how they had the roster set up last year. So, you know, how many of each position group did they take last year? Because that means, again, that's an important aspect of this, where there's no limits on how many, like, different quarterbacks you can carry or how many different running backs you can have on the roster.
No, but generally speaking, there are rules.
Yes.
Yeah, there are rules.
I mean, it has to add up to 53.
Standards.
It has to add up to 53. It doesn't matter how you get there. It still has to get up to 53. And so, yeah, that is going to be an interesting look, just to see how they are able to get to 53. And I still think that we're a ways away to try to figure that out or to get a better grasp of it. But yeah, I do think there is going to be at least one receiver, maybe even two.
A very well-known receiver.
Yes, that will catch on right away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there is any doubt about that. And you wonder, if you're Nick Caserio, I think that's something that you got to plan for.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be looking maybe to trade one of these guys now, just so that you can maybe get an asset in return, so that you're not just placing a guy on waivers.
Let's do the math real quick. You got the three dudes that we know,
mm-hmm.
Nico Tank and Stephon Diggs. John Metchie seems to be doing okay. We'll see how that plays. Maybe he's a guy that's got to be looking over his shoulder. Noah Brown, who knows? Robert Woods has had a good camp. There's six.
Yeah.
So then you have Steven Sims, and you got to have a backup kick returner. Now, they can adjust that. Maybe Tank, because he did take one rep. I should have mentioned that. Tank took one rep with kickoff return. So maybe if they cut bait with Xavier Hutchinson, Tank comes in. But that's 7, 8 guys.
And remember, they carried 3 quarterbacks on the active roster all of last season. They didn't have very many running backs, but you add Cam Akers, so you imagine they're going to go into the season with at least 3.
Yeah.
Like, you would think it'll be Mixon, it'll be Pierce, and then it probably will be Akers. You know, or Goomba Wale could be another one, but he also counts as a special teams guy.
Yeah.
What about tight ends? How many tight ends do they plan on keeping?
Yeah.
You already have Schultz, you know, is going to be on the team. You know Jordan's going to be on the team. You know Stover is going to be on the team. Do they carry a 4th tight end? Is Tegan Quatoriano, is his roster spot in jeopardy? So
watch the receivers, especially as it pertains to the kickoffs.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think just looking at the roster, Matt, and listen, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at this and you say, you know what, we want to carry 6 wide receivers, but we have 8 that are NFL caliber, that's a good problem to have. And, of course, you have to be wary that somebody could obviously get hurt at some point during camp, so you want as many guys as possible. All right, coming up next, we are going to switch gears and go to the Astros, because the Astros have a big series coming up against the Dodgers this weekend. A really fun rivalry that I feel like we got robbed of, because the two teams did not play in the World Series again. And also, a team in the NL West made a big move last night, Trade deadline 4 days away. We'll talk about that next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.